The compact disc has been marking its 25th birthday this weekend. Lydia O'Kane has been finding out the secret of its success.
It may seem hard to believe, but the CD has hit the grand old age of 25. Its story began back in 1979 at a Philips factory in Germany, where the first compact disc was produced in a joint project with Philips and Sony. Its development kick-started a troubled music industry, and it went on to become an important storage component for computer users. Professor Case Immick was the electronics specialist who worked on the disc's development 25 years ago and says the impact of the CD has been immense.
The music industry was essentially dead, all but dead. And with our last pennies, started producing compact discs, and that became a great product, and that actually saved the music industry, not only for the consumers, but the whole line from professional audio studios, etc., they were all digitized in, say, from 82 to 90 or so. So it had a great impact on the entire music industry.
The first commercial CDs released were The Visitors by ABBA and a recording of Herbert von Karajan conducting the Alpine Symphony. And since then, over 200 billion of these round discs have been sold worldwide. Yet despite its popularity, the CD has faced increasing stiff competition from digital downloads, and in the last 10 years, disc sales have dropped worldwide. However, Professor Immick says the compact disc has longevity.
I think the lifetime of the CD will be maybe even 50 years or 60 years or so. I anticipate that because at this very moment, there is not a real alternative to the CD, I think, for sound and also for distribution of data. So the CD-ROM, so to speak, the data disc.
So for all those who regard the CD as the format of choice, it looks like it'll be around for a while to come. I'm Lydia O'Kane.